Hi. Usually on Mondays like today, December 2nd, we kind of recap our weekend. This was more of a 4-day. I know, Hillary, you were here Thursday and Friday. But I'll start off briefly. So my wife's still in Africa. It'll be 4 weeks later this week. And we're working toward getting her home, praying that she can get back December 13th. So join us in that. We'd really appreciate that with Michael. But drove down on Thanksgiving Day. With my daughter Elena, and the other three stayed back here on Thanksgiving, their choice. And the biggest thing, as about 30 people at my sister's for Thanksgiving, and it really stood out to me in the post-dinner conversation when people had, that Thanksgiving is all just a front for people to have pie. Because there were there were more than half a dozen Norske Nook pies. One of the guests brought the pies on their trip down from Stillwater, Minnesota, and I'm like, this is all about, and there were so many, and I sampled some of the pecan. I had a little apple. I had a crustless pumpkin.
Mm.
Very, very good.
Nice.
Solid choices.
We had a lovely weekend. Friday, we went and got our Christmas tree and brought that into our house, and the dog promptly peed on it.
Wow.
Haven't had that happen before.
Kind of a christening of sorts.
Yeah, it was, it was exciting. And
maybe he was just trying to keep the cats away from it this year.
I think he was like, you know, he's still new to the house and he's still adapting. And I think he was like, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, look what they brought me, my very own bathroom. Oh, goody, goody. Yeah, then he peed on the
indoor potty. Yeah.
Oh, no. So my husband was less than happy. In the moment, I was dealing with it, but now I just think the whole situation is hysterical. And so he hasn't done it since, but we also have a barricade of chairs around the tree. It's fine.
So you're not bringing in that Christmas fire hydrant then?
That's in the spring, Mark.
Oh, okay.
That's
in his
tree
stocking.
Yes. Yes. So that was part of our big excitement. Yesterday, I sewed all day. I made 4 pair of flannel pants. I have happy gnome pants. My husband has bike pants. My daughter has space cat pants. And my other daughter has happy sushi pants.
Huh. Happy sushi pants.
They're like all these little sushi rolls with little smiley face on them. And all over it says, that's how we roll.
That's awesome.
Happy sushi pants. So, yeah, it was a good weekend.
So, yeah, long weekend. Thanks to Hillary for filling in for us here. And so we had a very, very full Thanksgiving. So full that as cold as it was after all that snow, we literally were opening windows at Mom and Dad's house because there were so many people packed in. The body heat was making it stifling. But a wonderful time with everybody being able to travel safely and be there. And did have a little pie. Took a hiatus from No Sugar November for Thanksgiving Day. What else did we do? We went out and got a Christmas tree with my mom and dad, which was wonderful too. So we still kind of have the fake Christmas tree at our house right now. The kids enjoyed. We had impromptu snowball fights, didn't get stuck in the driveway of the Christmas tree farm, and enjoyed that. My brother and I went to the Badgers Gophers game, rode some public transit, crammed in with both Badgers and Gophers fans, which was a lot of fun. Gorgeous, gorgeous stadium at TCF Bank Stadium. Even more gorgeous when you come away with it with a win, because they were very, very amped up for that game and kind of had their spirits and hopes crushed by the Badgers. So that was kind of fun.
You told us a good off-air story that their singing was loud early after an early Gopher
score. It was. They were like, Minnesota, Minnesota, go Minnesota. That was after their first touchdown. They got distinctly quieter and quieter as the game went on. Eventually, with most of the fourth quarter left, they left. So then we took their good seats, the Minnesota folks. Watched the Packers game yesterday. We went to Irvine Park, saw the lights.
Oh, how are the lights this year?
Gorgeous. Absolutely wonderful. The kids did not have sleds, but still insisted on sledding in their pants down some of the hills. And a lot of snow clearing, throughout the weekend. But I will just say this. As my wife did some Black Friday shopping and just times when I didn't have to be up and be somewhere, I have to say the best part of the weekend was just watching my children play. And I'm not trying to be like smarmy about that, but like I have one eldest child who's very cuddly early in the morning, doesn't necessarily like getting up early in the morning. And then I have two morning people. Mm-hmm. My youngest two are morning people. And so they are in their best moods of the day. And just to watch my baby girl just, you know, reading stories and singing to herself and watching the kids play, that was honestly the best part of the entire weekend.
Absolutely.
Is just watching my kids, because I don't get to do that in the morning.
Yeah.
And so Praise the Lord for that. I'm very thankful for my family.
After multiple days of sleeping in, a little challenging getting up, and I think for a lot of kids who are off of school for a week, it makes it a bit challenging today as well. Here's Laura's story. WWIB, this is the moment everybody's been waiting for, 11 before 8. Hillary, introduce us to your llama.
I love llamas. I may be a little llama themed today. There will be a picture on Facebook, I'm sure.
I was going to do a video, actually.
Oh, yeah. So,
but
no,
because she's got her llama top.
I've got my llama top on.
All right,
it's
here we go.
Christmas llama. Okay, we need to picture.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and I also, at Menards, I bought this beautiful, beautiful llama. And he's wearing a wreath on his head and a little fancy fa-la-la llama blanket. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna see if I can't get the mic in place here so that you can all hear. I'm going to push his magic paw. Here we go.
He's coming my way.
Okay, I really love him, and he's dancing around the table, and he's magical.
How does your dog react?
Oh, I think my dog would destroy him in a hot second.
I mean, has your dog seen him moving?
No.
Okay. What's your dog's name again?
Max.
Max, okay.
Yeah, if you missed it earlier, Max peed on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
He's a
now,
good
about,
dog. He's very
I mean,
good
there's
boy.
A number of folks. I mean, a good friend of mine, he lives in Milwaukee, his name Max. So.
Oh, okay.
What, so you have somebody over for the holidays, and their name is Max. And you go, oh, that's our dog's name.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
It's the name he came with,
yeah.
Okay? We didn't get to name him.
Gotcha.
We had to keep his name because it's too confusing.
I'm posting
him.
The video of the fa-la-la-la-llama on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page momentarily.
He's amazing.
So
my
check
husband,
back for that.
My husband was not as impressed when I bought him. He thought it was a little silly and odd. But,
you know,
I'm a little silly and odd, so come on.
Billy Bass was thought to be silly, and then it became a national phenomenon.
I love this man.
Terry had that, right?
It was so great.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Then everyone had them.
Listen to him. He dances. Where's the speaker?
I think his speaker's
great.
In his belly somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I love him.
Good as that tune is, somebody had asked for a Matt Maher Christmas song, which we will get to here on your Christmas station, WWIB. But if you've got different animals or fish or llamas that sing or a Christmas song, 396-1670, share it with us.
I hear it.
Don't keep it to yourself. Here at WWIB. Today is the lonely, you know, one is a lonely number, but
yes.
Also today is the loneliest day of the year for parents.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
With new moms hit the hardest, a miserable mix of dark nights, bad weather, and struggling to budget for Christmas, the most common triggers.
Yes. Well, yeah, it is. It's a hard time of year for moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, really and truly, Christmas is hard for moms because you work so hard for everybody else. And I think a lot of that can go unnoticed and unappreciated. And it's a challenge. I'm staying jolly this year with my llamas.
And the Christmas tree that she's putting
together
in the studio
right
now.
And I'm building a Christmas tree as we do this. I'm sorry if that's a distraction.
I think I remember working with you in the early, last year on the show.
Yeah.
And in terms of sewing, didn't you have some interesting stories in the past, like sewing pants?
Last year.
What are you sewing this year?
I sewed more pants this year, actually. I sewed a lot this weekend, yesterday, because we were all snuggied in. Hey, prayers, though. Our church service yesterday was canceled. Not because of what everyone thinks, the weather. No, the sewer backed up into the basement of our church.
Oh, goodness.
And so that is why our church services were canceled. But the weather was frightful and the coffee was delightful. So I sewed and sewed and sewed and sewed. And it was wonderful. I made pants. So this year I have perfected my flannel pants making, though, and the legs are even. The print is not upside down. The seams are okay.
Great.
It's all good.
Sewing practice makes perfect, right? You
right.
have to get better and better at it, too.
Right.
And so until
totally
you try and
pants,
struggle, it's okay to fail. And
pants,
then you get
coasters,
better.
And hot pads. I got this.
There you go.
Very good. Well, my co-hosts here for the Wib Wake Up Show, I like to call them my amigos. Mine personally, but I like the three amigo thing. Anyhow, you guys are counting down to the rise of Skywalker, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, call it a
Can't
dream come
wait.
True for Star Wars fans. Get paid to watch every Star Wars movie back to back.
I want to do it.
Man,
You don't even have to pay me.
His dream
Give me
job.
The time.
Well, right. I'll take the money then.
Yeah.
The cable company, CableTV.com, is offering $1,000 for what they call a Star Wars junkie. The winner must watch all 10 movies in any order.
Oh.
We've talked about it, which adds up to 22 hours and 25 minutes. You have to watch them and tweet about it.
Oh.
Okay.
Those interested must fill out a form online by December 10th.
Are you allowed to, like, take a nap at any point or sleep? Or is it, like, back-to-back, stay awake, 20 hours, here
My
we go?
My tweets would get really interesting by about hour 15.
I told you what I know,
man.
But, yeah.
The website says they are looking for, quote, an entertaining Star Wars junkie with a Chewbacca-sized personality, the wit of Han Solo, and the smarts of Master Yoda.
I can do this! Do this, I can. Here's my I'm so torn because typically I like to like rewatch some of these movies before I see the next one, the new one, right? But it's also the Christmas season, and I'm watching Christmas movies now. So
Empire Strikes Back has snow in it.
Hey, there you go.
So does The Last Jedi, for that matter, as well. So
this is hard. This is tough. Very excited. Oh, my goodness. I got to start watching movies.
$1,000 for what a lot of people are going to do for free.
Right.
On another note, board games are a great thing to do the holidays. And looking forward for my wife to get back and for us to gather together as a family on Christmas Day and play some board games. Well, for anyone who thinks Monopoly takes forever to play, comes a new, even longer version.
How?
The game doesn't end until someone owns every single property, and there are three versions of each one. What's more, the winner must own all 16 streets, 4 railroads, and 2 utilities. There's also only one die to roll. The board itself is longer, and the tokens include a tortoise and a hare.
They're going to call it Adventopoly because you start it today and hope you're finished by Christmas.
Nice.
On the flip side, Hasbro has also released the fastest version of Monopoly ever on Friday. It can be played in less than 10 minutes with only 4 rounds and everyone taking their turn at the same time.
That sounds really
chaos.
We've played Monopoly with cards before, which is
Monopoly
fun.
Deal.
Yeah, something like that.
Very
fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Super fun. I love a good board game. We played a board game. We played, what did we play? We played Scattergories and we played Apples to Apples on Thanksgiving.
We played a little Scattergories. We kind of brought a couple of games back.
You know what the highlight, that was on Thanksgiving. You know what the highlight of my Thanksgiving was, honestly, though? We took our new dog, Max, down to the nursing home to visit our friend, Liz. And because Liz loves dogs.
Hopefully they didn't have any Christmas trees.
Check the podcast for that.
But we introduced Max to Liz, and he was such a good boy. He sat so sweetly so that Liz could love him. And, he's such a good boy, except for when he pees on the Christmas tree. Wasn't a good boy then.
We all have our moments.
Don't pee on the tree.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.